Thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker. To continue in English, press 1. Para continuar en español, oprima 2. For all other languages, press 3.
Matthew, are you on the phone?
I'm sorry?
You're here. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
If you are an applicant or authorized representative, please press 1. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. If you would like to schedule an intake visit, press 3. If you are calling to start a new application, press 1. If you are calling to check the status of an application or have questions about a current application, press 2. Please enter your case number, followed by the pound sign. If you do not have your please enter your case number, followed by the pound sign. You can find your case number in the upper right-hand corner of letters you have received from the IEB.
1138.
One second, you can just skip it. Let's see, hold on.
Oh.
If you do not have your case number, please press 1 to transfer. Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Hello, thank you for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Enrollment Broker Line. My name is Kiana. May I ask who I'm speaking with today?
Hi, my name is Matthew George.
Matthew George, thank you.
I'm calling regarding the case number 113200.
All right, thank you. Now, are you calling in for the first time today to check the status of an existing case?
Status.
Okay. And what was that case number again?
1138200.
Thank you. And may I please have the applicant's first and last name?
It's first name is K, start with a K, K-U-M-B-A-L-I. K-U-M-B-A-L-A-B-A-L-L-I-L. Thomas George.
Thank you. All right, now I need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone about the applicant's application without their written or verbal permission.
I have somebody on the line with me.
Hi. My name is Chaya with Family First Care. I'm from the agency that's helping him apply for his dad. We're just calling to see the updated status since there's been a lot of back and forth and like saying that they're closing his case when everything was done correctly. I'm just calling in together with him to see the status update.
Okay, and may I please have your first and last names? May you spell it for me?
C-H-A-Y-A, Chaya, initial G.
C-H-A-I, you said A?
A-Y-A, Chaya, and my initial is G.
And what agency are you calling from?
Family First Care.
Thank you. All right, sir. I now need to obtain some personal information. Please note that we will not speak to anyone about the applicant's application without their written or verbal permission. And do you give Ms. Kaya consent to be on the phone while we discuss this private information?
Yes.
All right, may I please have his date of birth?
6/19/1941.
Thank you. And may I please have the complete home address?
1121 Glenview Street, Philadelphia, PA 19111.
Thank you. And lastly, may I please have the phone number that's on file?
267-349-8337.
Okay. And may you confirm your first name, well, I have your name. May you confirm your address and your phone number.
1197 Southampton Road, Philadelphia 319116. And same number, 267-349-8337.
Thank you. And one moment while I just review a few pieces of information in the system, and I can provide y'all with that status update. Okay, so it does look like the case was closed.
Okay, do you have a little bit of explanation or reasoning since they told us that it was because of one paper that needed to be sent in? Now, this paper was sent in numerous and multiple times, and so a bit, like, confused.
And what paper was that?
It was the PA-176A paper, the national, correct? But like it's been multiple times that people have sent in, so we're just confused.
Okay, one second. Allow me a few moments to do a little research. Just one moment. Allow me a few moments. So did y'all receive the denial letter?
So did you receive the letter or you just saw it online?
About
saying that he was denied.
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The denial letter, like saying that he was denied the services.
I didn't see anything regarding that.
I think you just saw it on the website.
One second. All right, so it looks like I found the denial letter. One second, I'm going to read it to you. Let me get it pulled back up. Okay, so I see when they reopened it and they sent out another letter that said they didn't receive the physician certification form.
Okay, now that form, it was emailed over to the county, I think about 4 times. I'm just super confused. All the other forms that we emailed over were received. Why was this one not? It was first they said they got it, but they said it was incomplete. We redid it, even though it wasn't really incomplete. Apparently, we redid it. I'm just so confused what's happening, because, like, we want to fix this, we want the services, and we're really almost there. We did everything, and this keeps stopping us, and we're trying to get over this bump, and it's not really working. Any ideas what to do and how to overcome this?
I don't see in the system. I see when it was received back in October. I don't see when it was received recently.
So it was received. I'm saying we sent it over recently, numerous times. Why was it not received? We sent it to the same exact place where we sent the other one. Is there a way I can send it to you personally over the phone?
No, so you will have to send it to our email or our fax number.
Right, so I did that, 4 times already. So, I'm not fast, when you send me it again, I'm not really convinced that you're going to get it. Once I sent it last time, I kept calling to make sure it was received. And every time I called, they said it's going to take some time since I have to go through a process and to see it. So I'm really out of no luck. I feel like we're sending this in out of cluelessness. It's just not going through. There's something there that we need to, I'm just confused. Is there another email address that's going on all the other forms? I'm saying I work for an agency. All the other forms that I sent in once worked. I'm like, this one is just stopping us. So I don't know what it is. And I know that they received it because the first time they told me that it was received, but it was incorrect. So I did the same exact thing. We redid the form by a new doctor, did the same exact thing, and they're not saying they received it. So I'm just honestly very confused. And I know it's not you who, couldn't receive it. I'm just, we're just trying to, I'm not pointing any fingers or saying this was you. I know 100% it was not, just trying to figure this out.
Yes, let me see. One second. Just allow me a few moments to do some research.
Okay, thank you, sir.
You're welcome. Okay, so it looks like he's going to have to do a reassessment.
For the first one? The first assessment over the phone?
Yes.
Okay, can you just give me a little bit of explanation why? Do I know what we're going into?
Because his Compass application expired. It's past the 60 days, so he will have to do a new reassessment. It expired on... What, November the 13th, 2025, and it's 60 days after. He have up until 60 days after that date to turn in what they request, and he didn't turn it in before, so he would have to do a reassessment.
Okay, so can we? That's an over-the-phone assessment, correct?
Yes, that's the 30-minute phone call.
So can we schedule that now?
Yes, we can. Allow me a few
moments. Matthew, is that okay with you?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Give me 1 second. Let me check my schedule.
I'm assuming that in the PCP form, TA-17768 will also have to be redone.
May you repeat that, ma'am?
I'm assuming that TA-17768 form is going to also have to be redone. Correct?
Yes. Yes. Just allow me a few moments because now it's a whole nother process. Let me get these notes up there, and then we can schedule that visit.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, let's go ahead and schedule that reassessment. Is there a time of the day or day of the week that works best for you?
Is it going to be this week or next week?
Let's see what we have available. All right, so just confirm the phone number that the enrollment broker is going to be calling is 267-349-8337?
Yes.
All right. And the address is 1121 Glenview Street, Philadelphia, PA, 19111?
Yes.
And do you need any interpreter services?
I'm sorry?
Do you need any interpreter services?
No.
We have one. Let's see, 1 second. The next appointment I have available will be Friday, January the 30th. Is this a good day for you?
That doesn't work. Do you have anything on February 3rd or 6th?
One second. Yes, what time will work best for you?
On what day?
February the 2nd. No, you said the 3rd, I'm sorry.
3rd, yeah.
What time did you say, sir?
9.
Okay, between 9 and 9:30?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, and just allow me a few moments to enter all that into the systems, and I can read you the requirements.
This is over the phone, right?
Yes, just a 30-minute phone call.
Okay.
All right, so our enrollment broker will call you between the hours of 9 a.m. and 9:30 a.m. In order to serve the greatest number of people, we do not provide a specific time for your appointment, but a window of time. We will place the call within the block of time we have scheduled. Before we end this call, I would like to confirm that our enrollment broker, Ms. Hillary Harry, will be calling you to the number that we confirmed, which was the 267-349-8337.
Yes.
Is that correct? All right. Yes. On February the 3rd of 2026, between 9 a.m. and 9:30 a.m., the appointment will approximately take 30 minutes. For verification purposes, when the enrollment case manager arrives, please make sure you have some forms of identification available, such as driver's license, other photo IDs, our social security numbers, and any medical information you have, such as medical insurance, medical assistance access cards, managed care organization cards, doctor's name, address, and fax number. We will not speak to anyone about your application without your written or verbal permission. We will also notify the county's assistance office if you're applying for home and community-based waiver services. They may request additional information to verify your current financial status, so please be prepared to submit support and documents if required. It is vital that you provide copies of support and financial documents needed to verify any income and assess to avoid and assess to the county assistance office as soon as possible. Examples of relevant financial documents are bank statements, pension plan statements, including 401K, 403B plans, burial contracts, life insurance policies, especially those with a cash value. Should you have any questions or need to cancel or reschedule this appointment, or if you have a phone number change, please contact our call center at the number you called today, which is the 877-550-4227. And is there anything else I could assist you with?
I have one question. We submit all the all those documents. Do we have to resubmit everything again, or?
He's talking about the financial documents. It's the 5-year look back.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to send them again. And just to confirm, when the case manager call, ask her just to confirm if you would need to reissue them documents to the county's assistance office. But I don't think you will have to reissue them.
Oh, okay.
They should still be in the system.
Oh, all right.
Yes. So thank you for speaking to me today. If you have any questions about your application, please contact our call center at 1-877-550-4227. You can also check the status online at www.paied.com. Both will ask for the Harmony ID number. It may also be referred to as a case number. And his case number is 113-8200. You can also create an account on the same website and from there upload any financial or other documents needed for the case. Also, we support applicants with any complaints or grievances they may have during the application process. We may be following up with the survey call to ensure satisfaction with the visit. And would you like to participate in a short customer satisfaction survey?
Not right now.
Okay. Thank you again for calling the Pennsylvania Independent Roman Broker Line. You all have a wonderful day.
Thank you. America, right, can you stay on the line for a minute?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you, broker.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. You too.
One moment, Matthew.
Uh-huh.
I was trying to go over this whole situation with you on the phone left to discuss for future for that PA 176 on. Let me just see.